Well, this is our celebration Sunday. What we do here is we celebrate. Last year at this time, we celebrated also our year of Jubilee and canceling a debt on this building. It was absolutely incredible. Also, God continues to do amazing, amazing things. We set our theme for this year. It's a new year. We talked about how God's got new for you in 2022. And I think the idea of what he wants to do new continues on and on and on throughout this whole year. But another new thing that I want to share this morning, just briefly as we get into our lineup of speakers, is that he's renewing us. Another new thing is he's renewing us. The Bible says he's renewing our mind. If you'd stand with me, and we're going to read Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. You may be seated. We're supposed to not conform to this world. He's given us some amazing instructions here in this chapter, in this verse in particular. Do not be conformed to this world. The word conformed, suske metidzo, it means to fashion alike. Conform to the same pattern. The Greek lexicon defines it further to say, to form or mold one's behavior in accordance with a particular pattern or set of standards. Our instruction here from Scripture is don't let the world be the standards of which you conform your life to. It's very, very strong. Don't let the world be the standards of how you conduct and live your life. That's not supposed to be your standards. You're not supposed to conform to the world. You're not supposed to look like the world. You're supposed to look differently. The world, the word world here means, from that lexicon, the system of practices and standards associated with secular society. That is, without reference to any demands or requirements of God. That's basically, the world keeps God out of everything. He's saying don't conform to a system, the world system, that does not even acknowledge God in it. But you, Christian, are supposed to live differently. He says that we're supposed to be transformed. Say it with me again, to be transformed. Metamorpho, it means metamorphosis, right? Which is the changing. We know that from metamorphose is what it is here. The definition of metamorphose is to change into a different, this is from the dictionary, to change into a different physical form, especially, and I thought that was amazing, this is Webster, to change into a different physical form, especially by supernatural means. God wants you to be transformed by supernatural means. He wants you to be transformed. He doesn't want you to conform to the world. The world's great at conning us. We're not supposed to conform to the world. We're supposed to be transformed, different than the world. You should walk differently. You should act differently. You should talk differently. You should be different than the world around us. How would anybody want to become like you, a Christian, if you act and walk and talk just like the world? We're supposed to be drastically different. We're supposed to talk differently. We're supposed to understand things differently. But how do we do this? How do we get transformed? It says we're supposed to be that. How do we get transformed? It says it further on. By renewing our mind. The word renewing. Anakainosis. I like the ah in the middle. Ah. Anakainosis. It means renovation. It means renovation. We're going to renovate something. How do we get transformed from the world's way to God's way? By renovation. That means we have to tear some old things down out of our life that the world has built in there. and build some new things up in our life. Tear some things down out of it and build some things up in it. I got saved when I was in my 20s, so I understand that I had built a lot of things in there that were wrong in my life. Those needed to be teared down, and God wanted to build up something new inside of us. He wants to do that with all of us. There's things all of us need to tear down in our lives. Let them go. Let them die. Then there's things that God wants us to build up in our lives. Build up inside of us new things. But where does this renovation, this demolition and rebuilding, where does that take place? Say it with me. The renewing of your here. He's not trying to renovate your feet. He's not trying to renovate your nose. He's not trying to renovate your eyes. He's trying to renovate your mind. Your mind. It takes place in our minds, in our thinking. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. We've heard the expression, you are what you eat. Here God is saying, you are what you think. You are what you think. Oh, I can never do that. You'll never do it. Or, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Guess what? You can do all of those things. What are you thinking? What are you confessing? What is even in your mind? Do you have the capacity to think the right things? Because the right things are there. These are the right things. The world has the wrong things. These are the right things. The world every day we allow it to come inside of our mind. God is saying, I need to renew that. I need to demo that stuff out of you. And I need to put this inside of you. In our head. So it goes down as gravity takes it down to our heart. Down to our feet and we walk it out. But understand how important is this. We need to have a renewed mind. We need to think differently. We need to think these thoughts. We need to let this consume our thinking, our mind. This is that which transforms us. And as our minds are transformed, as our minds are transformed to think the thoughts of the Lord, we can walk, it says here, in that good and acceptable, and say it with me, perfect will of God. You can then begin to walk in that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God because this is inside of here. We need to get it in. That's why we're so consumed in this church with getting the word of God inside of you. God does not want us to be like the world. He wants us transformed. And the transformation happens as we get the world's word out of us and God's word in us, in our minds. That's why we have the Carpenter series. That's why we have Bible Foundations 1. That's why we have Bible Foundations 2. That's why we have Bible Foundations 3. That's why we have Bible Foundations 4. And Pastor Tom has another one. But that's why we have Mirror 1. That's why we have Mirror 2. Because we want to biblically educate people and put this in our minds so we can go out in the world and change it for the glory of God. That we can be like Jesus when he transformed his world because he transformed it with this. We need this in here and then we need to get out there with it. We need the word. That's why we educate people. That's why we have Pullman Child Care Center. So we can allow them to know the Word of God at a very, very young age. That's why we have Pullman Christian School. So we can have a school that's telling you what the Bible says, not what the new fad of the world says. There is so much trash that the world is trying to put into our kids in our school system today. And there are great teachers out there. We got great Christian teachers out there teaching. I'm thankful for that. But the philosophy of what's trying to be put inside of our kids is not biblical. That's why we have the JCD company. That's why we have the College of Ministry Training. That's why we have church on Sunday. So we can be challenged by the Word of God and walk a different walk. So we can be filled with this. I know in my life, I had my life filled with a lot of stuff that the world had there, and I was walking in the things of the world, and it wasn't bringing me great joy to my life. When I started getting this inside of my life, it started bringing something exciting into my life. It started changing my life. It started making me a lot more joyful about where my life was going. We need to get this out there. Our whole goal here at Living Faith Fellowship is to challenge and help facilitate your growth in Jesus. I can tell you that every Sunday, man. Lord, how can we put more of you in us? Words that sometimes, well, I don't know if I like that. Well, check it, check it, check it. Be good Bereans. Look it up. Look it up. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? Don't trust me. Don't just trust me. Look it up. What does it say? But when you look it up and find out what it says, then we're met with a dilemma that we need to change some things about us. That's why every day of the year, we want to grow you. So that when we get at the end of the year, you can say, I can't believe how much I've grown in the Lord this year. Because our heart is that you would know what you believe and you know why you believe it. And then you can articulate that to other people so that they can partake of the great faith that you have and believe in the same God that you believe in. That's what God has asked us to do. And that's what we're going to celebrate today. As a family, we're not lone rangers. We're doing this together. Our mission statement says to make devoted followers of Jesus, that we follow Jesus wherever he goes. In community, we need one another. We need one another. We need one another to keep us on the track, to keep us moving, to keep us going. We need one another so much. Empowered by the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit and his power. I think it was talked about a couple times here about the power that God gives us. We need to walk in it. So this morning, I'm done preaching. We want to hear the real preachers this morning. And the real preachers this morning are the ones who have gone through a number of classes and want to share them with you. And I have to say this. It reminds me of many, many years ago, because the very first time I ever held a mic and spoke to a people about the Word of God was on a celebration Sunday. I got to share about what God did in my life in Bible Foundations 1. Who would know that he can't stop doing it? He's going to stop now. And he's going to invite Pastor Tom to come up and share about a whole program. Our Director of Spiritual Enrichment!
Well, it's pretty cool to see our pastor excited about the Word of God. Amen. You know, I think he gets fired up about that more than anything else. We wouldn't want it any other way, right? Incredible. Thank you, Pastors Phil and Carrie, for making that such an important focus of our church. Seriously, in all that we do, it's our safety net as a church, the Word of God. And that's why we're all seeking to immerse our hearts and our minds in it regularly, just like he said. Yeah, amen. But it's good to see a young man like that get excited, huh? Yeah, that's... Yeah, today we are celebrating. And what we're celebrating is how God changes and impacts our lives through his word. Just like Pastor Phil said, these students that are being confirmed today have been engaging in a renovation project all year long. And they have been allowing their minds to be renewed week in and week out. Incredible, 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 especially now in this day and age when there's so many ways you can and paths you can take and ways you can use your time. They've chosen to use their time to study the Word of God and to get in there week in and week out. Thank you, Jesus, for them. Thank you, Lord. So we live in a world today that is in desperate need of God's direction and of his instruction. Of our Creator's instructions for how to live this life. We're getting off in ways that we could, those of us that lived some decades, could never have imagined. And yet it's happening. And we need adjusted by the Word of God as a culture more than ever. In 2019, a group of us traveled to Israel, and we saw this. We were standing, I showed this last year, but we stood at the bottom of this. This is what they consider the Mount of Temptation, possibly the location where Satan tempted Jesus after Jesus had fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. Matthew 4:2-4 says, "And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry." You would be too. And when we're hungry and weak, it's when the tempter comes, right? And it says, "And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God,'" if you get that, he always brings a question mark, right? "'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread, warm.'" You know that warm bread smell, freshly baked, right? I'm sure he added to the temptation here. "But Jesus answered," and he says this, and he quotes Old Testament scripture here. We're in the New Testament. He quotes Old Testament scripture. He says, "It is written." Satan, "It is written." Satan, "I know the truth." Satan, "I know you're lying to me. Because I know the truth. Because it's written. And I have it in my mind, in my heart." And Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Quoting Deuteronomy 8. But how shall he live? "But by every word that comes from the mouth of God." That's how we live. I'd say possibly, well, I'd say more important than bread, right? Because the Word of God gets us to heaven if we respond to it. Out of all the things Jesus could have done to resist that temptation, he chose one thing. And that one thing is he spoke the Word of God. Jesus had the sword of the Lord, ready to defeat the attack of the enemy. Ready to defeat the devil's temptation with the sword of the Lord. Take that, devil. He spoke the truth of Scripture to Satan and stood. He stood in that truth. Amen. You know, we can do the same thing, right? We can do the same thing. But we cannot do it. We cannot do it. If we don't know the Word of God, we can't do it if we don't know it. So we have to know it. So that's why it's such a focus in our church and why these testifiers today are going to testify to the difference this Word makes in their lives. That's why here we offer Bible-based education, like Pastor Phil said, from young to old, and we're getting older. For adults, we offer, like he said, Carver Series, BF 1, 2, 3, 4, Mirror, Christian Worldview at times, and all intended to help us use this Bible as our instruction manual on how to live lives here on earth. And boy, we need it more than ever. Thank you, Jesus. In this world, we're inundated with lies every single day about how you should decorate your mind. We're inundated with lies every single day about what life is really about and how it should be lived. And it's so easy to get off track. There's a term called spiritual drift. Spiritual drift is one of the most dangerous things that could ever happen in our life. And that spiritual drift is where you just drift from the truth a little bit. Because that's what gets you off track, is just that little bit, those first few steps. Spiritual drift, just drifting from the truth a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all the devil needs. Just a little bit. Because a little bit leads to more. And you're off track. You're not on track. And so spiritual drift, we got to do battle against that and stay strong and fresh in the Word of God. No spiritual drift. Lord, we rebuke spiritual drift. And I pray for conviction about it in any of our lives, oh God. That truly we remain in truth, standing on you, truth, the rock of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. So it becomes extremely important to know the truth found in the Bible, given to us by our Creator, so that we can live and prosper and thrive in the freedom that that truth brings in our lives. Psalm 119, 105 and 107 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And we need that in a dark world. And I'm severely afflicted. That happens too in this world. We're promised trials and tribulations. And this psalmist here says, I'm severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. In the midst of our affliction, we go to the word of God, we get life. We get life by the word. In our family, we used to have our kids every day. We called it sharing life. We used to do it in our church, just share life with one another. Amen. So we don't just want to read the Bible. We want to live the Bible. Amen. We just want to read it. We want to live it. And as we grow, God has a way, what? Of turning our mess into a message and our test into a testimony. So today, several really cool and courageous people will be testifying to the change and the growth that has happened in their lives through applying the Word of God and applying the things they've learned. So go ahead and come up, guys. Greg Potter will begin with a testimony about Carpenter Series. And as he comes and as they come, could all of those who this year have completed or are currently taking Carpenter Series, please stand. And I'm going to pray for you real quick. So if you have taken it this year and you're currently taking it and not completed it, we'd like you to stand. And right now we're going to pray for you. Lord, we pray for all these Carpenter Series students. God, we thank you for their devotion to you and their choosing to use their time to study your word and to get founded in the truth. And God, we pray that the renewing of their mind that happened, God, that that would become a permanent renovation and that they'd continue in that process. We thank you for them and pray that you'd solidify the truth that you've established in their lives through this class. And we thank you for their hunger for you. And God, right now, we confirm that truth in them in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. So we also want to thank and acknowledge all of those of you who have been involved in making all these ministries happen. I think names are on the back of the program for people that have been involved in children's ministries, MIR, Carpenter Series, BF 1, 2, and 3 this year. And so you can see their names here. That's a lot of names and a lot of people that it takes to make all these ministries happen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.